You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
This message is brought to you by IWantToKnow.com and sponsored by Spark Therapeutics.
Knowledge is power, and understanding the genetic cause of your inherited retinal disease, or IRD, may open possibilities to connect with others in the community or to become involved in research. I Want to Know aims to help equip families affected by an IRD with the resources they need to get started with genetic testing. Learn more about the benefits of genetic testing for those with an IRD and their families. Locate a provider of genetic testing and declare I Want to Know today at IWantToKnow.com. That's EYE Want the number 2 KNOW.com. IWantToKnow.com is an accessible website.
Let's say you're a trombone player in a concert and you're having some trouble reading the sheet music. It's time for you to play your part. So, with your nose pressed firmly against the sheet music, you begin playing. Your trombone slide hits the music stand, knocking it right into the percussion section, stopping the concert, and everyone stares in your general direction.
Sorry, guys.
Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you got that right.
You don't have to work so hard to see that sheet music. The Limelighter Music Reading Solution for low vision performers magnifies the music up to 10 times normal size. Press the included pedal to move to the next measure or line of music hands-free. You can even mark up your music scores as you would with a pencil. The practice feature lets you listen or play along as your PC performs the music. You can even compose music in an accessible environment and print it out for others to perform. Visit www.dancingdots.com and select the link for Limelighter to learn more.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a leading cause of blindness is diabetes. That's what happened to Leonard Smith of Houston, Texas. Because he's a veteran, however, he got help from the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. It's an organization of blinded veterans helping blinded veterans through service programs, resources, and advocacy. By showing the Department of Veterans Affairs that diabetes was service-related, BVA helped Leonard get benefits he deserved. Learn how the organization can help you, or you can help it, at 800-669-7079 and bva.org.
It's time to tap into the holiday gift-giving season. Be a trendsetter. Tap text and email and toggle through your phone apps, wearing a keyboard and mouse. Tap wearable device is comfortable on your hand. The tutorial is easy to follow. Tap is fun, fully customizable. Use custom tap maps to activate your favorite app or shortcut with simple finger tap. You can even play mobile apps with tap. Call 818-583-6216 or order online now. Tap this gift idea at tapwithus.com.
Only $179 with free shipping in the USA. Mention promo code BN Radio and receive a special $25 discount just for Blind and Beyond radio show listeners.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Your pet knows where his food comes from. You, and because Purina can trace every ingredient in your pet's food back to their trusted sources, they know where their food comes from too. Purina is committed to improving the lives of pets every day. From puppy and kitten nutrition to aging pets and unique nutritional needs, you can feel confident Purina has high-quality nutrition and just the right food for your pet. And best of all, it's available wherever you like to shop. To learn more about the purpose behind Purina's ingredients, visit Purina.com.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind. NIB and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And I want to say to all of you, Merry Christmas, because this is our Christmas show. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. I hope I said that nice and slow. 407-894-1680. Right now, I'm going to tell you something, folks. Gary, my buddy Gary over here, made me some Sloppy Joe.
Barbecue Sloppy Joe.
Barbecue.
The whole place smells like Sloppy Joe's, right, Chris?
It's delicious. It really is. He's a good cook.
He is.
And I just put some sriracha on it.
He bought some rolls in, and Gary bought the sriracha sauce.
Let me tell you something. It's unbelievable. He's a good cook. You know, you remember we used to have, we had somebody on the show.
This don't make no sense.
Yeah, we had someone on the show. Remember that, Gary?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess it was about 3 years ago. She had the, I don't want you to call it the chutzpah, whatever you want to call it, said that she would never eat from a blind man.
Absolutely, yeah.
So she didn't say a blind man.
She
said
that.
A blind
how
person.
How stupid was that? Yeah.
And right? Can yeah. you imagine that?
Michael, it's chutzpah.
Well, I'm chutzpah. No, I know that. Chutzpah, that I know. But I'm telling you, he's a good cook. He makes
he
the
is.
Best bean soup I ever had.
Yes.
The sloppy yeah. Joe is
so
delicious.
So anyway, I think we have some callers that want to say Merry Christmas. Who do we have, Chris?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Chris
say that
is
again.
Eating.
Yeah.
He's eating too.
He's on break.
But we're at the top of the second hour now.
Yep.
Kevin from Greensboro, and then we have Eugene from Clearwater.
And Sabrina's Eugene. Not on the line.
No, I think I think she didn't hear anything and she got nervous and hung up.
Who's so. Sabrina?
Sabrina.
She got nervous and hung up.
Well, not nervous, but she didn't hear anything. Not Sabrina.
Oh,
Sherry.
Sherry.
Sherry Brun.
Okay. Sherry Brun.
Oh, Sherry doesn't get nervous.
Nah.
Okay, so who's on first?
Let's go to second? Greensboro, North Carolina.
Okay. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Lynn, Mike, Joe, Gary, Merry Christmas.
Me
Merry
too,
Christmas,
buddy.
Kevin.
I would pass yep, you yep. the Sloppy Joe right through the phone lines if you were available.
Yeah. Like, beam me up,
okay.
Scotty.
You could try it.
Someday that will be happening, like beam me up, Scotty, right,
yep.
on Star Trek?
So what's yep, happening with yep, you, Kevin, yep. from Greensboro, North Carolina?
Oh, nothing's happening.
Did you get your Olive Garden?
Jump in there. But I thought I'd jump in there and I'll tell Richard tomorrow night I'm going to be doing snow dance, so there's snow for Christmas.
No
oh,
kidding.
Okay.
Because
oh,
right. Richard Oliver just called and he said there wasn't any snow, but you're getting it tomorrow?
He's gonna make it for him.
He's going to make it
yeah,
snow.
Yeah, he's
going to
make it snow. He's going to do the dance.
Did
the
you
snow
get,
dance.
Did yeah. you get your Olive Garden?
No, not yet.
Oh, it should be there. I guess it's because of the weekend now. You'll have it on Tuesday.
We sent it last, what we sent it, last Monday or Tuesday?
Oh, wait, you probably get it
no,
tomorrow.
No, he probably won't have it Tuesday. He might get it either tomorrow or it might
probably
have to come
gonna
in
get
Wednesday.
It tomorrow, actually.
Yep, yep.
I have the tracking number, but you'll probably get it tomorrow. So be on the lookout for priority mail.
Yep. Oh, you said priority?
Yep.
Yep.
Yep, yep, yep.
Okay, then it could be over the complex office.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you have a nice
the envelope. It's too big to go into a little box. Yeah. So if you have a little box, it's a cardboard envelope. It's a cardboard envelope.
Yeah, well, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yep, yep, you guys too. Okay. Have a good one.
You too,
thanks
Kevin.
For calling in, Kevin. Thank you for calling in. Merry Christmas.
Okay, who's next?
Who's next on the line?
We're going to go to Eugene over
Eugene.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good,
hi, Gary.
Yep.
Hi, Eugene.
Charlotte.
And Charlotte.
Charlotte, yep. That's her.
That's right, Charlotte, yep.
I want to do a call and wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Also, the listeners that we have out there and any of their family members that are in the military that are deployed. I know Gary can agree with me that being deployed during Christmas is a hard time on family members. And
sure is.
Especially if you have young kids.
Yep.
Because I spent several Christmases deployed away from my family. And a lot of time people don't think about our military at Christmas.
No, they don't. What I appreciate is on the television that they do weather or news stations. They have, you know, little clippets from people calling from Germany or whatever, you know. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. So,
well, thank you so much for calling in, Eugene.
Tell your organization.
To you and
well,
happy
I wanted
to
ask Eugene, are you doing anything special? Going to a friend's house? Or?
Well, I've got my daughter and grandson and her boyfriend coming over for Christmas. I got my oldest son and his wife and daughter coming down to pick up their presents.
Very nice.
But the rest of them, they're scattered out, so. I got six kids, four daughters and two sons.
Wow, you got a big family.
Big family.
Well, it sounds like you're going to have 12
grandchildren
nice day.
And five great-grandchildren.
Wow.
Wow.
So.
All right. Well, you enjoy the holiday, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, again, y'all.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Eugene.
Okay. We'll probably talk to him on New Year's. Thank you, Eugene.
Okay, we have Sherry Brunt calling in from Orlando, Florida. Sherry Brunt, you there?
Sherry.
I am here.
Sherry.
Hey, Sherry.
Wait, is this the Sherry with the new hair color?
Uh-oh.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, always trying something new.
Did you say red for Christmas?
I'm ready. I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
No, I said you said your hair is red for Christmas.
It is red.
Yeah.
But Sherry, we can't see it. Why do you do that?
She's
can't see it.
She's a redhead now, yep.
I just try different things. I have a friend who's into experimenting with my hair, so I let him.
Well, but it looks really pretty.
I called to tell Chris the Seahawks are not going to lose their next two games because they're my team, so they have to win.
Who?
So,
Sherry's talking to you. Yeah.
Who are you talking
Seattle
about?
Seahawks.
Wait, 1 second, Sherry. He took his headphones off for a second. Okay.
Oh.
Wait,
are you talking about the Seahawks?
Wait, Sherry's talking to you about football. That's,
okay, Sherry, I'm sorry. I missed
team?
That.
Seahawks must be a baseball team.
I'm a Seahawks fan. No, they're not.
It must be a baseball team.
Tonight, though, that's a little scary. But they're going to win, Chris. So, you know, the Eagles are out, but
we're not
going
to win.
That's what she's doing. Okay, so Mike is really depending on the Bears to beat Minnesota Vikings next week to get Philly in.
Okay.
To get Philly in. That's what he's depending on then.
I'm rooting for the Redskins.
Oh, okay.
Wait, hold
Gary,
on.
Gary, I thought you're my buddy.
I'm voting for the Redskins.
Oh, Lord. Sherry, what you over here doing, Sherry? What
Gary,
you starting trouble?
Hey, Sherry and Chris are having a talk here.
I'm causing trouble. I'm causing trouble. No, but the Seahawks gave my daughter, when she lived in Seattle, the Teacher of the Year Award, them and one of the newspapers, they go in and do it.
Wow.
And so they did a lot of things and gave a lot of money to her classroom. She works with children who are autistic. And so it made a Seahawks fan out of me because they do a lot for the community.
You know what? I remember that. I think Sean Alexander was on the team at that time as they started running back when they broke that story. This was back in the late 90s, going into the early 2000s?
No, well, my daughter got Teacher of the Year like 2014, 15,
okay.
Somewhere around there. Yeah, but they've been doing it. They do that every year, so
okay.
It's pretty cool. So. Anyway, so we'll just see what happens, but I hope they win at least one of their next two games. I don't know how they do with the Chiefs. The Chiefs are really good.
Yeah,
so.
they real good, and that game getting ready to come on shortly.
Yes, it is.
I told you she's
but
a football
fan, Michael.
But
I'll still listen to Blind and Beyond. You guys have a great Christmas
you
and
too,
a happy
Sherry.
New Year.
Same
yeah,
to you.
Sherry.
All right.
Sherry, we're going to have to hang out a little bit harder. I didn't know you do football, Sherry. You my kind
oh,
of
yeah.
You my
oh,
kind
yeah.
of lady. All right.
I'll see y'all later.
Take care. That was nice. Okay.
I got one more call that we can take real quick, all the way from Palmyra, New Jersey.
Oh, it's Betty.
Hi. Who that is?
Hey, Betty.
Hey, Betty.
Hey. How are you, Michael and Lynn and Gary and all the guys?
Doing fine.
Merry Christmas to you,
Merry
Betty.
Christmas.
You and Paul. Merry Christmas, Betty. To you and Paul.
Yes.
Well, we just wanted to say Merry Christmas to everybody and Happy Holidays. And so,
very nice.
Hope you have a good New Year.
Same to
we're
you, Betty.
We're gonna do it.
Yeah. Well, we'll be
and
here.
And go to a diner and I'll, next time you go to a diner, say thinking of you, Michael. And I'll. Thank you.
We will actually be on the air on December 30th because it's not New Year's Eve. So we'll be working. So if you want to come and call in again, we'll be here.
You're always welcome there, Betty, to call us.
Absolutely.
Anytime.
Thank you, dear. I can't hear too well, so we'll get off and we'll talk another time.
Okay, Betty, we love you.
Merry Christmas to you and Paul.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Betty from Palmyra, New Jersey.
Yep.
Sweetheart.
Yep.
Well, we're going to a break.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Another song. Hi, this is Gary, and once again today, I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. That lip-smacking good food I always talk about. Well, I want to let you know, this year, I'm having my holiday catered by Sonny's Barbecue. They have ham and turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans and corn, garlic toast, cornbread, sweet tea, unsweetened tea, and a delicious veggie wrap, all professionally catered. If you'd like to have your holiday professionally catered this year, go to sonnysbbq.com. That's spelled sonnysbbq.com.
Are you blind or visually impaired and not happy with your current navigation app? Foresight Augmented Reality, FAR, brings a voice to the physical world. Let FAR help you find, navigate, and interact with everything from police stations to public parks, nearby restaurants, and shopping malls, all through audio. Don't get left wondering how close you are to your destination. FAR will get you there with confidence and much greater accuracy than you can get with GPS alone. Tell businesses in your area that you want them to become FAR accessible. Download the free FAR Vision app today on Google Play or the App Store. Learn more at foresightar.com or call 888-286-0075.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
What if your older dog could feel more like his younger self? For more than a decade, Purina and their team of over 500 scientists, nutritionists, and pet experts have studied aging in pets. This has led to powerful nutritional breakthroughs that can help your older dog think more like his younger self through formulas like Purina One Vibrant Maturity and Purina Pro Plan Bright Mind. Visit Purina.com to learn more. Purina, your pet, our passion.
Hi, this is Sheila Young from Orlando, Florida. I have been a Sprint customer since 2005 when I moved to Florida. I love the accessibility features. The customer service is amazing, and I can use my phone everywhere when I travel throughout the country. Thank you, Sprint, for your wonderful service.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Ah!
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. You're listening to a show that's The Bridge. That's right, we're The Bridge. We say we are The Bridge between the sighted community and the blind community.
Michael, sometimes you're
sighted people. One second, Gary.
Okay.
Sometimes you sighted people, you might say you don't know a blind person. Well, if you listen to the show, you hear a lot of us talk, and you'll find out that we do everything pretty much that you do, except drive a car. Well, now what are you going to say, Gary?
I'm just going to say that you're a little frustrated because you can't get your second sandwich made.
Well, what delicious sandwich really was.
I didn't have enough time this break to.
Next commercial.
I'll tell you something, Gary.
Yes.
If I was sighted,
yeah,
I couldn't cook as good as you.
Yeah.
Because I've never cooked in my life.
Yeah.
Really,
when
Mike?
I was sighted. No, right?
Well, I've been cooking since I was 8 years old, so.
Yeah.
So I never cooked.
Yeah, that's how I got my first and only wife.
Hey, when I got married,
what did you just say? I lost that one.
That's right.
I lost that one. What'd you say again?
That's how I got my first and only wife.
That's right.
How's that? Oh, by you cooking.
By cooking.
Oh.
Yeah.
Listen, my wife's a great cook.
You said the only thing that blind people can't do, you said, is drive?
A car.
But what about that virtual, that
I
car?
I beg to differ.
That Google car.
Right. Well, no, I just beg to differ because so many accidents that take place up and down I-4 when we traveled up and down a road, somebody can't see something. So I beg to differ.
No joke. Brenda and David, a local young musician,
yes,
and his brother were in Ocoee last week. Brothers, and they one died and one didn't. They were in a terrible accident.
Oh, wow.
Yep, just the other day.
Let's go up to the extreme far north of the United States and to the Canada area.
No kidding.
Yeah, the young man that we talked about earlier.
No. He's on the line.
He's on the
You're
line.
You're kidding me.
Wonderful.
Anthony, how you doing?
Anthony.
Hey, I'm good, guys.
Hey, Anthony.
Hi, Anthony.
Great to hear from you.
Hi, Anthony.
Yeah, it's been pretty good, man. I'm enjoying your show.
Well, thank you so
much
for
listening. I was just telling Lynn that I said, we haven't heard him for many years.
Lynn just read your letter, which is a beautiful letter.
Yeah, very nice.
We thank
nice.
You for it. It was beautiful. Lynn just read it on the line.
Testimonial I read, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Anthony's always trying to help the show. He sends me a dozen emails a night with all kinds of ideas. He's a
some
loyal,
of them work,
loyal listener.
Some of them don't. Well, so I wish you guys a Merry Christmas. I just kind of wanted to say hi. And
how's life treating you? How's life treating you up there?
Oh, life's good, man.
That's very
life's
good.
We got our own radio show here up in Canada called Bumping Into Walls.
Okay.
What's it
you
called?
Can pick up on your streams.
Bumping what is it called?
Walls. Bumping Into Walls.
Bumping into walls.
Okay.
Hey, pick it up on your stream. You can pick it up on iTunes. If you put in Bumping Into Walls, CJSW, you will find we've been up for a year and we just won a Breaking Barriers Award this year.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
We're going to have to listen to that.
Bumping yeah, you'll have to check it out.
Yep.
Sure will.
Well, hey, I just wanted to say hey and Merry Christmas to all you guys.
You
Merry
too, buddy.
Merry Christmas to you, Anthony.
Right. Merry Christmas.
Have a
Happy
great day.
New Year.
Yep.
You too.
Happy New Year.
So
Happy
nice
New
to hear
Thank
your voice.
You.
All right.
All right.
You gonna go to
Did
your
we
other
ever tell who the last trivia was?
No, nobody called in.
Did you find my trivia there, Chris?
All right, let's go to Gary's trivia.
Hold on, give me a minute. I had another one lined up, but give me a minute. Let me find Gary's, and we can do the other one. Give me a minute. All right, Gary? I got you covered.
Gary's trivia, everybody should know.
Well, you said that'd be too hard on him, so. Here we go.
Who's singing this song?
You don't know this one.
407-894-1680.
Away. That ain't mine.
That's not Gary's.
That ain't mine. But we'll take it.
No crib for his bed.
singing the song, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing the song?
And that wasn't my song, Chris.
Nope. All right, so now put on Gary's song.
I don't know if he's there.
Chris, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Give me
okay,
one second.
Okay, put it on his song. Play,
I'm pulling
two,
up.
We'll play two songs.
We got
back
the phone line. We got the phone line blowing up.
Okay. Okay.
All right, here we go.
It's an easy one.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime and jingle bell time.
Okay. Robert from Valley Forge, you on the line?
Hello, Michael. How are you?
I was just thinking
doing?
About you. I said to my wife, we haven't heard from you in a while.
Hey, Robert.
We wondered if everything was okay.
Yeah.
The rumors of my passing were greatly exaggerated.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's not funny.
But I did have to spend some time in the hospital, but I'm bouncing back.
Well, we're glad of that.
Glad to hear from you, Robert. Glad to hear from you.
I think the woman who was singing that song was Gladys Knight.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Was he right? Did he do it?
I have
did he say
right.
it? It's Gladys Knight and
good.
The Pips. Here we go. We have $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. You want to go for double or nothing?
Don't do it, Robert.
Okay.
All right.
He's well, we got a gambler
he
now.
Wants to try for a $25 gift card from Olive Garden.
Oh, wow. I hope he gets it.
Okay, I hope he gets it.
I know he'll get it.
Okay, so who? The last one, just play.
Say
do that
it
again.
Easy.
See if he can get that one.
It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in the one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet.
Okay, Robert, can you do it?
I can picture the man's face, but I can't come up with a name.
Oh.
You got me, Mike. You got me.
Play a little more, but maybe you can get it.
We played that, actually, a couple weeks ago.
In the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell rock. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell chime.
Okay, I'm gonna get
wait, Michael. I got something. It's Christmas time, and I'm gonna throw you my trivia question on it.
Wait. Don't go there yet. But I'm gonna give you a big hint to who was singing that song.
All right.
His first name ends. It's a with hobby. Think what rhymes with hobby.
Horse.
Very funny.
Not Bobby Vinton.
You were close. The first name. You're close.
Bobby
what?
Darin?
No, I'm sorry.
Nope.
Oh, he's that song's been around for years. We play that all the time. Bobby Helms.
Nope, couldn't pull it out.
Okay.
But I appreciate the try. Thanks,
right.
Michael.
Thank
you have a great and happy New Year.
You too.
And
but you know what? We're still sending you a $10. I feel bad.
And I want him to feel
we're
better,
sending,
too.
Yeah, we're going
to
send you a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
There you go. Merry Christmas.
Well,
Merry
cool.
Christmas. No
Thank
matter what
you
do, but it's Christmas. I don't want to be Grunch.
Grinch.
Not a Grinch.
All right.
Thank
I'm going to give him. Put him down for
Take
a $10 care. Gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. My man Robert from
Grinch.
Valley Forge.
Glad you're feeling better, buddy. Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Take care.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to stay right here in Central Florida and go right here to Orlando. Niecy.
Who?
Niecy, is this your first time calling in?
Niecy.
It is. Yes, it is.
Well,
okay,
welcome.
So Niecy, a first-time caller.
Welcome.
She gets a bracelet.
So you get a bracelet. We'll send you out a first-time caller for our beautiful bracelet for Blind and Beyond bracelet. And you would call in for trivia?
Yeah, I was calling for the trivia.
All right, we're going to play a song right now for trivia. Hold there, because so far everybody got them, right? Everybody got all the songs?
Yeah, just about. All right.
What song were you calling in for?
The one that was Gladys Knight. That's the one I knew.
Oh, okay, well, we'll play another song. Let's see if we... Play another song and see if he can get that one.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
I'm ready.
She's ready.
They told me for a bum.
right, that should be a gimme right there. That should be a gimme.
What do you think he's singing?
I'm not sure. Is it a young Michael Jackson?
Okay, right. We close. You in that hot water ramification. Now, okay. Who did he sing with, though? He wasn't by himself, now.
His brothers.
Oh, the Jackson 5.
You got it. Yeah. You got it.
Very
you're a
good
winner. You got it. You just won a $10 gift card. Listen to this one. From Sonny's Barbecue.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
You're going to Sonny's Barbecue.
It pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
It pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Niecy, hold on one moment. Don't go anywhere. You are first-time caller, so you're going to receive your gift card and a bracelet,
and
all right?
Keep calling back in, please.
Thank you.
Pass the word and call back in, please.
Yes. All right, hold on one moment.
Are there any other callers?
Yeah, I got one more caller, and this is one of our good friends right here. Right here in Orlando, who you just told me to stop by her house and come ruin the party.
Uh-oh. Yeah. I know who that is.
Oh, it's Sheila Old. Sheila Old. Yeah.
Sheila Old. Boy, that's
hey,
the first time
everybody.
You ever said that.
Merry Christmas. Happy New
you
Year.
Too.
I hope everybody has a safe and wonderful holiday.
So how you doing, Miss Young?
I'm good. How about you guys?
We're doing.
I hope you don't get mad at me because I invited everybody to your house tomorrow.
I'm going to kick your butt.
Yeah, he sure. Hey, they told me I can come through when I get off of work.
Chris has got to work tomorrow, so he might stop.
You know you're always invited, Chris.
Oh, gee, God, you're making me blush over here. Stop.
Anyway, I just wanted to say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and safe and happy holiday to
Same
everyone.
Same to you, Sheila. Right.
Thank you for
we'll
calling
see you tomorrow.
In, Sheila Young.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay.
All right.
Where's my trivia question?
All right. So now it's Gary's trivia. Okay, here we go. So tell your question now, see if people remembered.
No, yeah, my song.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right
song?
Down
no.
Santa Claus Lane. Blixing and blixing and all his
wait, you told me that was it.
No.
Okay, hold on then. Let me get it right then.
I know who's singing that song.
Well, is it fair that we do that one?
You can do that, but then take me off the air, and I'll tell you again what mine is.
Okay. Give me about 2 minutes.
Am I allowed to
minutes.
Do a PSA here?
Fine.
Two minutes.
Okay.
Give me 2 minutes.
I didn't
okay.
know if we were doing just songs or what.
Well, let's see. Some
Gary, time. Write it down.
Write it down.
Really, you going to tell him to write it down, Mike?
Yeah. Do you want me to do it in Braille?
Hey,
or?
Gary.
Right.
I need to do a PSA.
Do a PSA.
All right. Quiet. All right. The National Industries for the Blind wants you to know, by the way, they are the great American workforce. They wanted you to know that they're having another virtual career fair. And when is it? It's January 17th from 11 to 2. So all you have to do is register at careerecho.com. It's just career and then eco.com. And the registration instructions are there for your screen reader. So it's pretty neat. And you can have a job interview just in the virtual career fair. And if you'd like to call, just dial 770-980-0088. And I will be reading this every week until right up to the date. So that's January 17th. And it's careerecho.com/register/NIB. And we're going to break.
We're going to break.
Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holiday. Supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com.
industriesoftheblind.com.
Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Are you blind or visually impaired and love to travel but hate trying to find your way back to your hotel room? Do you get frustrated trying to find your table in a crowded restaurant? Are you ever left searching for your favorite backpack? Let Foresight Augmented Reality FAR remove those obstacles and enable you to accurately find your desired location or belonging with your own FAR personal Bluetooth beacon. Get distant indicators as you count down to your destination. Travel or enjoy a night out with confidence and independence. Download the free FAR Vision app today on Google Play or the App Store. Buy your own FAR personal beacon online at foresightar.com or call 888-286-0075.
Do you or someone you love have diabetes? Would you like an affordable and convenient way to monitor your health? TotalDiabetesSupply.com is your answer. Located in South Florida, TotalDiabetesSupply.com has a large selection of diabetic and other medical supplies available. Visit us at TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 to speak to one of our knowledgeable customer service team members. Just enter or mention coupon code RADIO10 at checkout for an extra 10% savings. Visit TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 for savings and convenience.
Lighthouse for the Blind of the Palm Beaches, established in 1946, provides services to individuals of all ages who are blind or visually impaired residing in Palm Beach, Martin, St. Lucie, Indian River, and Okeechobee counties. Services include training in adaptive skills for daily living, adjustment to blindness counseling and support groups, cane and travel training, assistive technology including smartphones, low vision clinic and services, blind babies program, children's services and summer camps, transition program for teens, social opportunities and more. The Lighthouse strives to provide the tools necessary for persons with vision loss to maintain full and sufficient lives. Visit 1710 Tiffany Drive East, West Palm Beach. Call them at 561-586-5600 or visit lighthousepalmbeaches.org.
Let's say you're a trombone player in a concert, and you're having some trouble reading the sheet music. It's time for you to play your part. So, with your nose pressed firmly against the sheet music, you begin playing. Your trombone slide hits the music stand, knocking it right into the percussion section, stopping the concert, and everyone stares in your general direction.
Sorry, guys.
Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you got that right.
You don't have to work so hard to see that sheet music. The Limelighter Music Reading Solution for low vision performers magnifies the music up to 10 times normal size. Press the included pedal to move to the next measure or line of music hands-free. You can even mark up your music scores as you would with a pencil. The practice feature lets you listen or play along as your PC performs the music. You can even compose music in an accessible environment and print it out for others to perform. Visit www.dancingdots.com and select the link for Limelighter to learn more.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. I hope you call in. If you want to call in, the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. for those folks that are out there and you want to know what makes this show different, if you listen to people call in, then you can understand why this show is so different. Because this show is fun, informative, educational, and when they start talking about jobs, we help the blind folks get jobs throughout the country. If you're listening for the first time, you want to call in, please do. 407-894-1680. Right now, we're going to go to trivia. Right now, we're going to Gary's song.
Finally. Finally. Finally.
Who's singing the song?
407-894-1680. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used. Where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Okay, so now who is singing this song? Now, I want to play another song, and if you guess both, this is going to be a back-to-back. Play the other one that you put on by mistake.
Oh, Christmas tree.
No, not oh, this Christmas. Nobody's going to catch this.
No, that was Joe Pilano's song. That was from 2 years ago.
We'll play
ago.
That later, not as trivia.
Yeah, he loved that
the
song.
The one you played it before, a minute ago, before this one. Yeah, that one.
There you go.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blixen and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle, jangle. Oh, what a beautiful sight.
Okay, so now, so call in if you get both songs. You got to get both. You can't get just one. You got to get both. If you get both songs, we're talking about a $25 Olive Garden. $25 gift card. $25 gift card from Olive Garden. If you get both. It's double or nothing.
Now, first one's easy.
First one's easy. The second one's easy, too.
Yeah.
Everybody knows him. I'll give you a big hint. He was a cowboy. I used to watch him on television. I had sight. Many years ago, he was on television.
Didn't he do the TV show series, The Fall Guy?
No, but he owned the baseball team,
no,
too.
It was Batman.
He owned the baseball team.
The original Batman?
Yeah.
Before Adam West?
Yeah.
Did he do that?
No.
No, I'm talking about this guy. He owned a baseball team.
No, I'm going to say no way. Adam West was the first.
That's right. I stumped you, didn't I?
So 407-894-1680.
He looked more like Flash Gordon now. I give you that much.
We play two songs back to back. If you know both, call in, give a shot, $25 gift card, Olive Garden.
So, Mike, what's your plans for the Christmas holiday? You and the boss lady.
We're going to go mooch food off of Sheila.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow night.
No, yeah. And then Christmas Day, we're kind of stuck because we're just stuck.
And I'm
the
sitting,
caregiver doesn't come on Christmas Day.
I'm sitting home and cooking turkey wings.
We'll just hang out
mashed
at home.
Potatoes.
Did you put
gravy.
Up a Christmas tree, Gary?
I got two up.
Two up?
Yes. CB's have got my trees loaded with. I've never bought one decoration in all the years, all 13 years they've been putting decorations
on. I was never allowed to have a Christmas tree. I always wanted a Christmas tree. I was never allowed.
Okay, you ready for the phone line?
Yeah.
Okay,
sure.
Let's go.
Sure.
All
right, we're going to Richard Oliver.
Richard Oliver.
For trivia.
Oh, wow. See if he knows.
He's hungry.
Hey, you play songs that I know now.
Okay.
Well, let's see. $25 gift card if you know it.
Yeah, so... Bing Crosby and Gene Autry.
Oh,
yay!
All very right. Good. Rich Oliver just won a $25 gift card from Olive Garden.
All right.
There you go.
So, So I got to tell you that White Christmas was my grandfather's favorite song of all times. Yep. All times.
Pretty much mine. That's why I like that song.
I just love his
song. I assume they have an Olive Garden in Greensboro.
They do.
Well, they better, because Kevin's got one coming, too.
That's right. Hey, me and Kevin could go together.
There you go.
Well, that
there
would be really nice. Yeah. That'd be super.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll get that
enjoy
right
Christmas.
Out
all
right,
hold on one
years.
Moment, all right?
Yeah, we need to.
Okay, Merry Christmas.
Merry good, Richard. Christmas.
Hold on, don't hang up. Hold on one moment.
Congratulations. Okay.
How do you like that, Richard? Got
I'm
back
excited.
To back.
That's yeah. neat.
Right. I knew people would guess the first one, Bing Crosby, but I didn't know if they knew Bing.
He didn't waste any time.
Gene Autry. Mm-hmm. Gene Autry, you know, was a very wealthy man. He owned.
Oh, geez.
My
yeah.
God. Gene he owned Autry. So much of Anaheim. It was amazing.
Did you say the Anaheim?
Anaheim Ducks? The hockey team?
All the real estate around Anaheim he bought years ago when he was a smart
cowboy.
Well,
what was the team? What was the team that he owned?
The Dodgers?
No, the Los Angeles Angels.
Oh, back in the which is now the Oakland Angels nowadays.
No, it's not. You're talking about Oakland.
Did
that's
you say
not
he
Oakland.
Owned?
The Los Angeles Angels, what he used to own.
Did he? You
yeah,
say
back
he
in the day, but they're now the Oakland Angels, right?
No. Oakland is Oakland, and Angels is the Los Angeles. Two different teams.
Okay. I knew that.
Did
I was
you
just
say
checking
he
to see
he
if you knew.
Anheuser-Busch, too?
All right. I got a trivia for somebody.
All right.
Here's a trivia. This one's worth, I'm going to give this one right off the bat. This one's worth $25 for the first person can tell me this answer. This is not a music question. This is a baseball question and history.
Oh, wow.
This man was one of the greatest baseball players that ever lived.
Clint Eastwood.
And he started a company called Coca-Cola with his money. He was the biggest shareholder of Coca-Cola. Okay, what's his name?
I just read that
I
recently.
Just told you.
What's his name? We're talking about. This is worth $25 gift card at Dunkin' $25 at Olive Garden.
Olive Garden.
Who am I talking about? He's a baseball player. Mm-hmm. One of the best baseball players that ever lived. He was known as a dirty baseball player, but he was still the best.
He fell down a lot.
No, he was not.
They used to say he used to keep his bikes up high. So when he went to second base, he used to spike the second baseman.
Oh.
But he was a very, very wealthy man, and he bought a lot of shares. He was the biggest shareholder of Coca-Cola. Who am I talking about?
He just had big feet. That's all it was.
Okay, but who am I talking about? What was his name? He's in the Hall of Fame. He was the biggest shareholder for Coca-Cola. He lived in Georgia. Anybody listening in Georgia should know what I'm talking about. Who am I talking about? A baseball player. There's only one.
He played baseball and football?
No, only baseball as far as I know.
Okay, because I only know two people.
He played baseball many, many years ago. Well, as I said, when Coca-Cola was just starting. Who am I talking about? It's worth $25 gift card.
They got 30 seconds because we got to get ready to take a break.
You got 30 seconds to call in. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
Well, we better call fast because we can't take
calls quick
after the break, really.
You got to call
somebody,
now before the break.
Somebody's sweating bullets right now just thinking about it.
Yeah.
They think they know who it is.
1680. You got to call in right now. I'm going to give the answer.
Where's the team located?
What he played for?
Yeah.
Detroit. Detroit, Michigan. He only played for that one team, as far as I know, the whole time. Detroit. I may be wrong, but I know he played there for 18 years at Detroit.
Okay.
Detroit.
Let's see what we're working with, because the phone line is going in. Let's see
who
we're working with.
First one calls in. You ready? Give me whoever the first one is.
I'm going to tell you in a minute.
Okay, who is it? Who's calling in?
Because this one is good.
You're
you said Detroit?
The Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
You know Chris.
No, only person that's coming to my mind is...
I think Chris texted his wife, Nakia, and she's calling in.
No, don't. No, it's got to be... No, not eligible. Who is it?
Kevin.
Kevin from Greensboro know the answer.
I think he's won, though.
Yeah, he won. Kevin from Greensboro know the answer, though.
Well, then
I got another caller calling in, too.
Okay. Well, Kevin's won the last 30 days.
Tell Kevin thank you.
You know what? Are you going to take him now? All right. I was going to...
You can't... If you won the last 30 days, you can't win.
That's Chris's rules, not ours.
You have to call in.
Well, while we're waiting, I just want to say, everybody, every that we will be here.
Next week.
On December 30th.
I said June 30th.
You did. December 30th. And Tom, let's see, Gary's coming back, right, Gary?
That's right.
And Tom, our friend Tom Babcock is going to be with us in the studio. Kim Carr will be calling in from the Florida School for the Deaf and Blind, and another new supporter of the show.
Yeah, we have. Isn't that wonderful? We have them as an hour as a sponsor, an advertiser.
It's thrilling. It really is. Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind. In St. Augustine, Florida. And also Tara Williams, the owner of Foresight Augmented Reality, FAR, will be calling in next week.
All right, so we got to get it real quick from Palm City, Florida. We have Bruce.
Who?
Bruce.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, Bruce, how you doing?
You know, I'm not too bad today. It's been a tough day, but it's good.
And you're calling from where?
Palm City,
Florida.
Your first time caller?
You're a first time caller?
Yes.
You get a bracelet.
So you just want a bracelet too? Okay. So who do you think I'm talking about?
Where is that, Palm City, Florida?
I think it's Ty Cobb.
100% right. Yay. Ty Cobb.
He knew it.
Very
good.
Ty Cobb. You just won yourself a $25 gift card from Olive Garden.
And it pays to listen on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Yes, it does. It pays to listen.
Bruce, how did you learn about the show?
How did I learn about the show? I was listening to it on 850.
Oh, okay.
So
where's Palm City?
Close by Palm
City. Yeah, right next to Stewart, which is about 40 miles north of 40 miles north of West Palm.
Yeah. Well, that's terrific.
That's good. Glad you got good reception.
Hope you
over
listen
there.
Every week. We're here every Sunday night, 7 to 9 p.m.
Hey, Eastern. Bruce, don't hang up.
I listen to you guys. How do I get this gift card if you're up at 407?
Well, hold on.
We're going to send it to you. Give your name and address off the air. We'll send it to you. Absolutely.
Oh, that is so good.
Okay, don't go away.
Hold on one moment, all right, Bruce?
Don't you go away. You'll give your name and address to the young lady. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away, Bruce.
Hi, I'm Sherry Brunn, and I've had three guide dogs. And when I asked what dog food to feed my first dog, the school that I went to recommended Purina Dog Chow. My last dog, Bailey, was fed Purina Dog Chow, and she lived to be 15 and a half years old. Purina Dog Chow has different foods for the needs of all different types of dogs, from pups to seniors. Bailey thrived on Purina. When she got a little heavy, I found a special diet formula for her. As she got older, Purina One and Purina Senior formula met her changing needs. The way I see it, if Purina is good enough for my guide dog school to use for their dogs, it is the best food for my guide dog. Purina, nutrition that helps power your best years together. Visit Purina.com.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Clutter kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And a good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Raw Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
And don't forget, when you order online, enter promo code HOLIDAY15 for a 15% discount.
It's time to tap into the holiday gift giving season. Be a trendsetter. Tap text and emails and toggle through your phone apps, wearing a keyboard and mouse. Tap wearable device is comfortable on your hand. The tutorial is easy to follow. Tap is fun, fully customizable. Use custom tap maps to activate your favorite app or shortcut with simple finger tap. You can even play mobile apps with tap. Call 818-583-6216 or order online now. Tap this gift idea at tapwithus.com.
Only $179 with free shipping in the USA. Mention promo code BN Radio and receive a special $25 discount just for Blind and Beyond Radio Show listeners. This message is brought to you by IWantToKnow.com and sponsored by Spark Therapeutics. Knowledge is power, and understanding the genetic cause of your inherited retinal disease, or IRD, may open possibilities to connect with others in the community or to become involved in research. I Want to Know aims to help equip families affected by an IRD with the resources they need to get started with genetic testing. Learn more about the benefits of genetic testing for those with an IRD and their families. Locate a provider of genetic testing and declare I Want to Know today at IWantToKnow.com. That's E-Y-E, want the number 2, K-N-O-W, .com. IWantToKnow.com is an accessible website.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And for you folks out there that are with us today, I want to say to all you, thank you very much for listening. And if you have anything to say, you want to write to us, write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You know, you can look at our web at all the time. You can check us out. It's there 24 hours, 7 days a week. You can listen to all the shows. They're all there.
And by the way, every Thursday night, it has the show, upcoming show highlights on our website page and also on Facebook.
So there's a lot in there.
Yeah.
And it's blind friendly. So, Lynn.
So, Michael, Merry Christmas, Michael.
Yes, doll. And thank you for coming on. Gary. Yes.
Merry Christmas, Gary.
Fun as usual.
Yep.
Chris.
Merry Christmas, Chris.
And I want to say a very special thanks to Charlotte. Charlotte,
yes,
Massey.
Charlotte. Thank you
very much for being with us on the radio show.
And we
hope
Michael's feeling better soon. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
And I want to also thank, and I hope she gets well soon, we're praying for her.
Osla Gonser. Okay, well, we'll be back next Sunday night. Same time, same place.
I'll be back.
Have a good holiday.
Stay well.
Take care, everybody.
Love you. Drive safely.
Merry Christmas to all.